Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Each week as we come to you, we want to inspire you to, number one, begin to experience a tangible relationship with God. Get your prayers answered and be able to share those testimonies with other people. If you're watching on the YouTube Adventures in Grace channel, make sure you subscribe. And then, of course, we have the Adventures in Grace Facebook that is on the Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page. Go ahead and follow that as well. We certainly can't wait to share some of these truths with you in our second session as we're talking about acknowledging God. Again, remember, we're endeavoring to give you just a little different perspective of a relationship with God. I know for years, many, many people have equated their relationship with God attached to or connected to the building that they go to on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Now, by all means, we thank God for all those places called churches where people assemble and they come together and meet with one another. But I believe the greatest description of the church as we know it to be you, the people, is where we begin to testify of all the wonderful things that God is doing in our life on a daily basis. So we've read this to you before, but I'm going to do it again. Over in Matthew 11, 27 to 30 in the Message Bible, it just becomes to me a really good scripture about what we're endeavoring to talk to you about. It says, Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these unique things to do and say, and this is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Father the way the Son does, nor the Son the way the Father does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. And then he says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. All right, as we begin this second session here of our series on Adventures in Grace and specifically acknowledging the Lord, I want to share this with you as an illustration. It's kind of like phone service. And actually this week, past week, I was in West Virginia and northeastern Kentucky. And let me tell you, with all the hills and the mountains that you're surrounded by, because if you've not been there, you don't know how nice it is to see a sunrise and to watch a sunset. Because in the mountains, you don't usually see that. You're encompassed by mountains, and the roads are in between the mountains in the passes, and the people take every advantage they can to have a little plot of land anywhere they can to cut into the mountain. Well, as you can imagine, the cell service isn't so great. And if you've only got one bar, depending on what service you have, it's possible you can't do a lot with that. Well, I want you to know that through Jesus Christ, this wonderful grace that God has extended through our Lord in his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, we have 5 bars from God toward you on cell service. In other words, you can be confident that God's love towards you, because Jesus removed all of our sin, and by grace were you saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, over there in Ephesians chapter 2. That God toward you has 5 bars. In other words, if he has to strap a cell tower to your back, he'll do it to make sure that you are able to clearly hear him, recognize him, get your prayers answered by him, and actually hang out and enjoy every single day with the Lord. Of course, we know that a cell phone goes both ways. Sometimes if you can't get a signal, you lift that cell phone up and you look at it and you can see you don't have 5 bars. You might only have 1, or maybe your 1 is going in and out. Well, then you've probably lost your connection and you're not able to talk as you'd like. You know, to the degree that we allow this world to become so real to us, that we have, if you will, many bars on the world, but not many at all on God, then we find it more difficult to hear something that should be so normal for a born-again child of God, to hear their father, their parent, to walk with him and enjoy time with him. So that illustration, I think, will help you with where we're going with what we're going to share with you. So I want to share with you, first and foremost, the number one way that anybody can connect with God. And by that, I simply mean anybody. You don't even have to be saved to connect with God in this particular area. So I'm reading over here in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 23, and I'm not going to read everything, but I'll just start to share some of these thoughts here, because this is about some of the wickedness of man and some of the ideas and some of the thoughts of man towards some of the things that man gets himself involved in. And it shows that according to God, these things are a perversion. And it goes on to say, but God's angry displeasure erupts as acts of human mistrust and wrongdoing and lying accumulate as people try to put a shroud over truth. But the basic reality of God is plain enough. Open your eyes and there it is. By taking a long and thoughtful look at what God has created, people have always been able to see what their eyes as such can't see. Eternal power, for instance, and the mystery of his divine being. So nobody has a good excuse. Now, we're talking about individuals that Paul talked about saying that God had given them over to a reprobate mind. That means a mind that is void of judgment or used for the wrong thing. And yet, even individuals whose minds have been perverted or given over to the wrong idea, God still says there's no excuse, because innately within you, every single person can look at what God's made and actually find God. Now, that was the Message Bible, but the Passion Translation says it this way. For the wickedness of humanity deliberately smothers the truth and keeps people from acknowledging the truth about God. That's such a good thought. Look at what it says, like an old-fashioned balance scale, to have the world so much in your mind and in your thoughts smothers your acknowledgement of God and able to connect with him. But it would be reverse on the other side. To acknowledge God would begin to hinder or smother the thoughts and connection with the world. As we go on, it says, in reality, the truth of God is known instinctively, for God has embedded this knowledge inside of every human heart. We're not just talking about someone saved. We're talking about everybody instinctively within the human heart has the ability to know that there is a God, to feel the emptiness without him, and to long to connect to him. And it goes on to say, opposition to truth cannot be excused on the basis of ignorance, because from the creation of the world, the invisible qualities of God's nature have been made visible, such as his external power and transcendence. He has made his wonderful attributes easily perceived, for seeing the visible makes us understand the invisible. So then, this leaves everyone without excuse. As we're wrapping up this particular session, I just want to share with you, I know that was so quick, it goes by so fast. Can't wait to get with you again and elaborate on this. But nature itself, as you look at it and the awe and the wonder of nature, you can begin to feel God's presence. You can hear God's voice, because God's presence is in what he made, not only in you, but also in the world that he made. I want you to know that this is the number one way that we can connect with God. We'll elaborate on this a little bit further in session 3. Before you go, just to give you an instance of God's grace. Our family was in Boise, Idaho for a wedding, and we were in a rental car, and my oldest daughter and her boyfriend, Ian, who's helping me with all this, doing a great job. We were in the car, and as we were going to the airport, there was a truck in front of us, and the wind caught the ladder that was in the bed of his truck, lifted it out of the truck, and it hit the pavement and began to slide all over the pavement, and we're right behind him. And interestingly enough, it just literally went like this as it started to slide toward us. It just slid right over to the side and stopped so very calmly without having any hiccups at all. Someone would say to you, wow, you're really lucky, because that ladder could have jumped up. It could have hit your car. It could have crashed into your window. You know, it could have been going end over end. But no, folks, it wasn't luck. It was the grace of God. And I want you to get used to the idea that God's actually intervening in your life in so many areas that we've not allowed him to actually increase in tangibility, because we've not acknowledged that it was him. Oh, we can't wait for the next session. What's the possibility that there are experiences that you're missing? Well, as we share these truths, I believe you won't miss them. God will become so real to you, and you'll be able to tell others of the wonders of Christ. God bless you. We'll see you next session.